Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
We want to take our anchor scriptures. Our first scripture will be read from Romans chapter 8, verse 23 to 25. Romans chapter 8, verse 23 and 25. What version is that? NLT. Okay. Church, we are reading together on the screen. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from what? Sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he promised us. Let's continue. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. So he's saying that if you have something, you don't need to hope for it. Okay, let's continue. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and not confidently. Can you give me the King James version of this very last verse? If we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and not confidently. Let's move on. Because of time factor. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. Hebrews 6, verse 9 to 15. Dear friends, even though we are taking this away, is that Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9? Dear friends, even though we are taking this away, we really don't believe it applies to you. We are confident that you are meant for better things. Things that come from with what? Salvation. Let's continue. For God is not unjust. I like this scripture a lot. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for others, other believers, as you still do. So watch this very well. Okay, I hope that God has already started talking to me about what we're going to be dealing with next year. And this scripture is going to play a lot of role over there. He said, you have shown your love to God by caring for others. This is a statement. Let's continue. Verse 11. Our great desire is that you keep on loving others as long as life lasts, in order to make certain that what you hope for will come true. Let's continue. Then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you will follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and endurance. King James said, through faith and patience inherited. Let's go to verse 13. For example, there was God's promise to Abraham. Since there was no one greater to swear by, God took an oath on his own name, saying, I will certainly bless you, and I will multiply your descendants beyond number. Then Abraham waited and he received what God had promised. Last reading. James chapter 5, verse 7 to 11. James chapter 5, verse 7 to 11. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for valuable harvest to what? Right? You too must be what? Patient. Oh, church, why are you not reading with me? Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is what? Near. Don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be what? Judged. For look, judge is what? Standing at the door. Can we continue? For examples of patience in suffering, dear brothers and sisters, look at what? The prophet who spoke name of what? The Lord. We give greater honor to those who endure under what? Suffering. For instance, you know about what? Job. A man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end. For the Lord is full of what? Tenderness and what? Mercy. Today, we are looking at our fourth add-on, which is called patience or long suffering. Can we take a word of prayer? Father, we bless you. We give you glory. We know that you are in our midst. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Gradually, we are making progress with the add-ons on faith. Because of time factor, I want to quickly head into what we want to do for the day. Now, we are going to look at patience or what? Long-suffering. And I want you to pay critical attention to what I'm going to talk about today. And after all this series, I want you to make time to listen to all the messages that have been preached so far this year. If you give yourself to these messages, I can assure you that you will be grounded in your faith and in your walk with God. Because this year, what God is doing in our life is to lay certain foundations and ground us in our dominion pursuit. Now, the first thing I want to say, I want you to take note of these things. Number one, one of the very important needs of every human being on this earth in order to have a complete benefit of what time can offer is patience. We can never do with faith without patience. Because when it comes to the issue of time, patience is key. And if anybody can have full benefit of time in this life, then the person must first of all know the place of patience in their life. Why is this so? Why is patience a very direct influencer of the benefit we can make out of time? Number one, because time is the first ruler of the earth. It practically tells us what to do and what not to do. Time. Let's read Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. Follow me up. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. The media team, because of time, I want you people to be very fast with me. So, go. Then God said, let there be what? Light in the what? X-Man, King James. The King James version. Thank you. And God said, let there be light in the what? Firmament of the heaven to divide the day from what? The night. Follow. Are you following? See why light was given. Let's follow. And let them be for what? Signs. And for what? Season. And for what? Days and what? And years. Let's continue. We are reading all to verse 18. And let them be for what? Light in the what? Firmament up of what? The heaven to give light upon the what? The earth. And it was so. Verse 16. And God made two great what? Lights. The greater light to what? The greater light to what? So he said the lights were meant to what? Give us what? Days, times, and seasons. Are you following? And the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Verse 17. And God set them in the what? Firmament of heaven to give light upon what? The earth. Verse 18. Very important. And to rule over the day and over the what? The night. I'm saying that Patience is a direct influencer on how time can benefit man. And this is because the place of time in the life of man is that time rules the activities of the earth. As you can see over here. As long as there is light and darkness, means time has been set into what? Into place. And as long as there is time, then it means that it rules over the activities of man. Let me give you one typical saying that we do say, that you can't cheat nature. Time rules over activities because when we are in the night, you don't do most of your active things in the night. What do? You sleep. If it's morning and we find you sleeping, you will suspect you, true of us. So, whatever we do it because of what time is not telling us. And we are saying that because our time influences what we do on this earth, the best way to harness the benefit out of time is patience. First thing I want you to know, why we are looking at the concept of patience. Number two, because almost everything on this earth is in the form of a seed and hence subjected to go through process. One of the very important needs of every human being is patience, so he can benefit from time. Why? Because it takes time for seed to move into reality. God designed almost everything in the form of what? Seed. And it takes patience to see a seed going through process to become what you want it to be. And that time it takes you is called patience. So the ability to see a process make itself true to bring forth what you want is what we call it. Patience. No matter how hungry you are, you will not chew cassava raw. No matter how hungry you are, you will not chew a chicken raw. No matter how you are starving, you will have the patience to see, to go through the process for it to be what? Edible. We are in times and seasons of our generation where technology is trying to deceive us, to make us think that patience is of no essence. And many people are paying the price because they think that patience have no place. And this has become so serious that it has now become one of the things in the church. That when people come to God or are in church, they expect that things should happen at certain or defined principles for them. It doesn't work so. So if you want to benefit from time, then you have to understand the place of what? Patience. Number two. Time is precious. That is true. But it takes patience to enjoy the precious time. Time is very precious. Every second counts, but it takes patience to enjoy it. Now, this now looks like very contradictory. Because time does not wait, it's very precious, but you need to be patient to enjoy something that moves very fast. That is how God is. That's how God is. So I want you to understand this first two principle. That time, which is one of the governmental authority on this earth, is at the it's at the benefit of an individual when the person understands the place of patience in their life. That's why we're going to look at patience today. And no wonder Apostle Peter added it to the add-ons of what? Faith. Hallelujah. Now let's look at some key relationships between patience and time. Let's look at some key relationships. So what I just said, I was just trying to explain to you what patience and time have to do. Now let's look at the relationship between them. Number one. Patience is a distillery equipment. I hope you all did distillation. Know what distillation is? So it's a distillery equipment that helps every man on earth to learn to separate our opportune times from our chronological time. Patience. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is what? A season. And a time to every what? Purpose under what? Under what? Under what? It takes patience to distill season, time, and purpose from your chronological calendar. Patience. So we all can start January to December. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. We all can start January to December. But at the end of the year, some people will know at a specific time what to do, and they'll patiently wait for that time and do it to the end of the year, they'll benefit from it. Why is it that from January, because we want to eat, why don't we sow in January? We wait till what? March or what? April. Because we know the times for what? Sowing. It's patience. Patience will teach you to what? Maximize what? That's why I said distillate. Separate. Distillation means separate. The opportune time. Patience. So you don't do anything anyhow, anyone, because you think you have to do them. Patience will teach you that, wait, this is the time to what? Do this and not to do that. So he said in Ecclesiastes, to everything, there is a season. So it takes an impatient person who does not understand the place of what? Season. And this is the reality of our generation. We don't understand the place of season. Every young person thinks that he can buy a car at the age of 20 years. The question is, it your season to drive? Every lady is under pressure to marry under 30 years. The question is, are you part of those who are to marry within 20 to 30 years? To everything there is what? Time. So patience is a very needful tool in our life, such that we are able to separate, distillate the opportune time, our marked time, season, from our chronological calendar. Let me tell you something. I read a book when we were young in university called Finishing Strong. And that book taught me a lot of lessons. And I know most of my brothers, that was the first book we were exposed to, so we know it very well. A man, this is a life record of 50 people, including Billy Graham. Young men who started ministry together, in a space of 20 years, he left with only two. Two. That is how we learn to know our time. I told you some time ago that this thing you see us doing right now was not today. We used to pray a lot when we were in SS. But we knew our time to stand on pulpit. So patience will help you to distillate your opportunities, your season, from what? Your chronological calendar. We are all 8 mates, but I'm 2 years in marriage ahead of him. Season. Patience. He could have said, now we all, he's blessed not my friend. What? No. I'm being very passionate about this topic because if we don't understand the place of patience in the life of faith, we will blame God, and later we'll find out that we have made things, we have caused ourselves. Because we are designed to work with time, and time what? Works with patience. Let's move on. So if you fail to understand the place of what? Number two, if you fail to understand the place of patience in this time realm, there are two things that will happen to you. Number one, it's either you'll be behind God, or number two, you'll be ahead of God. So not only patience teaches you how to sort, distillate your opportunities, your opportune times, kairos moment from your chronological calendar. It also helps you to note the very time of God. Timing, patience. I know most of you watched our match with Portugal, and I listened to the interview before the game, and the coach of Portugal said that they are going to be very patient with Ghana. In fact, it worked for them. Though we were robbed, but it worked for them. Any person who downplay the place of patience in this time realm will live to at least be a victim of one of this. Either you'll be behind God or you'll be ahead of God. Patience gives you the right timing. That is why in God's design system of creation, He gave us rest. That learn to rest, patient, they still wait, then you know what to do. Church, the question is, how many of us are behind God or are ahead of Him? There are some people who should have been here today, but impatience led them out of the church. And the day of their visitation came, their packages came, they called their name and they were not there. This has happened at camp meetings 3 times, where prophets called names of people and were not at the camp meeting. And you know, there's something, what was meant for them, somebody took it. I pray for you that you will not let impatience let you miss the things you have fasted and prayed for years. I pray that may you not become like Esau because of impatience of hunger. The Bible said impatience, because of impatience of hunger, Esau dreaded his birthright as if it mattered not. And on the day he needed it, the Bible said he sought it back could never find. I pray for you, may you not be a victim of impatience, because we are having generation who are becoming victims of impatience because of hunger, because of trials and temptation. But I pray that may God give you strength. Number 3, some key facts about patience and time. See, when we are teaching things of our Christian life, it should be practical. And that's one of the things I thank God for, the grace to be able to make it relational. When we tell believers to have patience, they don't understand why they have to have patience. Patience and time. The best way to milk out time is patience. We do life, and you can see that what I'm talking about, you can relate to a whole lot of stuff we do in our life. When you are cooking, let's go to the kitchen a little. When you are cooking, let's say you are preparing soup. Did you put everything together and put it on fire? You are patient enough to wait to know when to put the fish inside. Is that not it? I am sure you not put willy and not the fish. You not cook them together from the beginning. Will you do that?
Good.
See what patience can teach you. But you don't know, it's the same thing in everything in life. To everything, there's a season. Patience will help you to know what and when to do it. I pray for you. May you receive that wisdom to know that waiting is not a wrong thing. Long suffering is not a punishment. The fact that you are eating garri today and you are struggling to have 5 CDs in your pocket does not mean that it will be the same for the rest of your life. Your time will surely come. For to everything there is also time and season. Number 3, it only takes patience to give us a balance between God's calendar and our calendar. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. I love this scripture a lot. It said, in his own time. Read it. Not in your own time. Patience gives balance between our calendar and God's calendar. Patience. He had made everything beautiful in what? In his time. Oh, I see beautiful things coming to your life. Amen. But in his time, not your time. Don't rush into that marriage. Because when it is from God, it will be very beautiful. It is not the gown that we are talking about. We are talking about the marriage itself. It will be what? Beautiful. Because we know that in his time, he maketh all things what? Beautiful. Don't rush into that university. If it is his time, it will be a beautiful university. Don't rush into that business. Because you think you have the knowledge. When it is God's time, I pray for you. May you not miss the beauty of God. The beauty of God for you. As God wants to adorn you with his beauty in business, his beauty in finances, may you have the ability to suffer long and endure until that appointed time comes unto you, that you will say, yes, this is the doing of the Lord, and let no man ever stand against the town. And I pray for you, Adila Kapasaya. The Bible said there was a young lady called Esther. And Oma Kandi Asawai, he came before the king because it was a time that all things would be made beautiful. The king had favor over her. Let me tell you what patience can provide for you. Number one, patience can give you favor that you can never dream of. And the same person you are passing by every day, because you were patient enough and wait for God to do what he has to do, that very person is who God will use to transform your life. Church, we can't downplay the place of patience. So add to faith, patience. Now, I want to say this. We are saying patient, patient. What is patience? So I want to give you some two definitions of patience. You can go and find out the more definitions of patience and you understand. But when you look into the Bible, when we say patience, first of all, it starts what? It means to suffer long. Now, when we talk about suffering, people think suffering is a bad thing. There are good sufferings. Paul said, in strife, in hunger often, there are good sufferings. As part of our processes, our God processing us, one of the things that God makes room for is suffering. When we talk of suffering, see, that is what we called suffering and what we call torment. They are different. When sickness attack you, having body pain, that is a torment from the devil. That's not suffering. Do you ever heard the Bible said that God said, when you walk through the fire, he said, I'll take you out of it. What did he say? He said, I ought to be with you. So there are certain things people, that is why you see that something can happen to somebody. If it was another person, the person would be wallowing and crying, but that person, it looks like nothing happened to him. That's the kind of suffering I'm talking about. Suffering long, ability to go through a time. Number two, being forbearing, able to forbear. Number three, perseverance. Number four, endurance. This all stands for what? Patience. Now, when I look into the dictionary, it gave me a very simple statement, and I love it so much. I said, patience is good-natured tolerance of delay or incompetence. The ability to tolerate delay. Or incompetence of somebody is called patience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all this thing I'm talking about, patience, this is what I'm trying to say. Your ability to tolerate or delay in your life. It is delay because from your point of view, it is delaying, but not God's point of view. That is why somebody will say, this lady is 30 years and above and she's not married. To them, your calendar is delayed. But God, when God's calendar comes true, how will you say this story? A person who is married for over 10 years without a child, and God gives that person a triplet. This is what patience can do for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So what we are dealing with, we are talking about certain key things that makes our life very meaningful, which is faith, and the add-ons, which is what? Patience. Now, let's look at the place of patience in the life of the believer. I just gave a general implication of patience. Now let's talk about believer. How do patience make impact in the life of a believer? How do we want to see? Number one, the Bible said we prove ourselves as ministers of God through the exhibition of patience. For somebody to be called a minister of God, ministering on behalf of God, a minister of God, a sent person of God, one of the evidence that the person shows that he is patient. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. But in all things, what? Are proving ourselves as what? The ministers of what? God. In what? In what? Church, in what? Oh, church, help me. In what? Much what? Patience. In what? Affliction. In what? Necessities. And in what? You are not a minister of God if you don't understand the place of patience. Because we have proved ourselves as ministers of God. People who are serving the interests of God through what? Patience. So there's no way you can tell me you are serving or a minister of God, and in the patterns of your life, you can't see what? Patience. You are lying. So whoever here claims he or her, or whatever the person may be saying, that I am acting as a minister of God, that person should prove by what? Exhibiting what? Much what? Patience. In other words, nobody minister for God or to God without patience. You can't do the work of God if you don't have patience. The ministry work is not for impatient people. Yes. How many years have this ministry been in existence? Indeed, all for Christ alone is how many years? Since 2010. How many years? 12 years. It looks like nothing has been done, right? Is that not it? Yes. You need much patience to do God's business. So the first application of patience that in the life of the believer is out. It approves you as a minister of God. Number two. You can Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to give me Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to you on the same point that we just spoke about. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of what? The vocation wherein you are out called. Verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with what? Long suffering, forbearing one another in what? The vocation you have been called as Christians required that what? You walk in all form of worldliness, forbearing, and in long suffering, not showing your love to one another. If you don't have patience, you can't love. No wonder there's no love in the church. No wonder. No wonder today we are ready to criticize people, crucify them, nail them on the wall because we are not patient to see people grow. We are not patient. We can't suffer long in the weaknesses of people. Then what is the evidence of our faith life? Paul was begging the church of Ephesus that I beg of you, walk in the vocation that you have been called with all long suffering, not forbearing each other in love. I pray that you'll be patient enough to know that that young lady that crossed your path, it's meant for somebody great that God is going to raise up. I thank God that at least I had this grace to be patient with some people. Yes, like Melissa Francisca, she will not be here with me. Yes, if you had met her when she was in SS, you will not like it. She's just a little of it. Lovia is one of the worst. And God actually trained me by giving me children who would test my patience. That's how God trained me. I was a very impatient person. And God gave me children who train my, who test my patience. And I learned to be patient with them. By to the glory of God, they've all settled. They are all. Now, if you see them, you wonder. Sometimes I wonder, how come such a person has become like this? I pray for you. May you know that the proof of our calling and vocation is that we can be able to endure, suffer long, forbear each other. Number two. We need doctrine and long suffering to preach in season and out of season. To stay relevant in the teachings of God's word requires patience. Patience. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We are still on the place of patience in the Christian life. 2 Patience we are talking about is not a, it's not a thing you should joke with. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and not the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Are we still? Okay. Preach what? Hello, the service what? Be instant in what? In season. Out of what? Season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort with what? Exhort with what? So don't think you have the right to rebuke somebody or reprove somebody if you're not patient with them. You cannot exhort people or rebuke them if you're not patient with them. May God help us. How can you rebuke impatience? That's the question. These are some of the things. This is how we work with. He said, we should learn to exhort, rebuke people with what? Impatience, long-suffering. Practical life of patience. And you can see that these things we are talking about now, they are very, very scarce in the church now. They are very, very scarce in the church now. Many people have left the church because they were rebuking patiently. Many people cannot be recovered back to the church because somebody rebuked them impatiently. I always make this statement, I'll say it. If you know you cannot be able to help somebody out of their predicament, you have no right to rebuke them. If you find somebody in fornication, you know that you can't help the person out of that fornicative life, you have no right to rebuke the person. I only have right to rebuke you when I am ready to hold you out of that, that thing that is swallowing you up. And that requires a lot of patience. After Elam, I came into contact with a very wonderful lady. And we are on it. We are on a journey. And if I tell you, I just like her. And I have been praying on her. She doesn't know. Even if it will take me 10 years, I'm ready for it. I know it. I'll be patient with you. You keep on. One day the prayer will work you. I'll talk to you once in a month, but I talk to your spirit every day. Say, in patience, rebuke, exhort them. That is how we preach the gospel. It's not about telling people that fornication will take you to hell. In patience, we exhort them. That is how we stay in season. That is how we remain relevant with the gospel we have in our hand. Today we preach gospels to condemn, not to be patient with people to see them out. Yes, prostitution is a sin. It's evil. Are you patient enough to see that prostitute come out of it? You think that today, yes, the moment you preach the gospel, the person will change? No. Even Judas with Jesus for 2 years still didn't repent. Judas with Jesus 2 years, he didn't repent. You see, that is why patience. You see, these are some of the things. So you wonder how some people can stay around for long. And some men of God, when I started doing this studies. I said, God, help me. Because one of the reasons why many people who could have been in the church and be pillars of the church are nowhere to be found because we have been impatient with them. You lost that business, and you, human beings are gay too. Take this from me. Human beings are gates and doors. That small boy you are looking down today is the person who connects you to what? Elisha, who will cure you of your leprosy one day. So we need to understand the place of patience. Let's move on. Do you know that at the end of patience is where we see God's kindness and tenderness? James chapter 5 verse 10, what the scripture we read. He said, Job, take my brethren, the prophet who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for example of suffering, affliction, or patience. Verse 11. Behold, we count them happy with us, which endure. Ye have heard of what? The patience of who? Job. And have seen the end of what? The Lord. And that the Lord is very what? If you are patient, you will know that God can be very merciful. You will start if the message of God is at the end of patience. That's why the impatient people always say that God is wicked. You think God doesn't want to give you that car? No. He wants you to what? Exercise patience for some time. And then you know that he also pities you that you are being scorched by the sun. At the end of our patience is what we see God's mercies and not tenderness. Forget about the mercies of God if you're not ready to be patient with God. The mercies of God is found at the end of our endurance. When you're able to endure long, God will come through for you. The children of Israel, the three Hebrew guys, could have given up on God, but they were ready to go through. They were ready to endure the fire. And the moment they entered that fire, do you know the kind of thing they would have done to them before sending them to the fire? Do you know the kind of abuse they would have abused them? But the Bible says that they said, unless we perish. The moment they entered that fire, the mercies of God was shown. Said the fire couldn't burn them. I pray for you. Yes. You have waited on God and nobody's coming through for you. And that young man said that you have to do this before I'll do this for you. Be patient. Be patient because God knows the hunger is not a good thing. One day the mercy of God will find you. And that mercy will be with you for the rest of your life. So at the end of our patience is what we meet God's tenderness. And when we say tenderness, we are talking about ability to what? Show concern and feelings for somebody. God is very concerned. It takes people who are patient to enjoy God's sort of showing concern and unfeeling. So patience is a very, very needful commodity in our Christian life. We can't take it for granted. How many have I given you so far with the practice, the practical living of patience in our life? How many? Okay. Let me give you two more. Then I'll conclude. Number four. The anchor of our hope is patience. If you don't have patience, you can never have hope. Romans chapter 8. Give me the verse 25. But if we hope for that we see not, then we do what? With patience, what? Don't tell me you have hope if you don't have patience. You can't be a hopeful person without patience. Hope is alive when patience is what is at work. And I'm telling you that hope is a necessity for a Christian journey. He said that if indeed we hope for that, then what? We do it with what? Patience. Nobody can hope for anything without patience. You are hoping for the glory of God in your life? Are you hoping for a breakthrough? And you know, I told you that hope means what? Desire. Hope means what? Desire. So there cannot be desire without patience. Anything that you desire from God, anything you desire to have in this life, you must do so with patience. Outside patience, you will never get it. God is ready to give you your desires. He said, I wish above all things that it shall be what? Woe with thee, even that your soul will even prosper. He said, my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly than what you can think or even ask of. So God cares about what we desire. Even our wants, he wants to provide. How do we get the desires of God or our desires from God? We need patience. He said, for what? If we hope for that we see not, then do we patience, wait what? For it. I pray for you that the things you have been desiring, impatience will not kill them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever you are desiring, the Bible said that, oh Jesus, the scripture said this, that the Lord shall fulfill the desires of the righteous. Said the endless expectations of the righteous shall not be what? Cut off. I pray for you. Don't let impatience, I pray, that impatience will not cut off your expectations. I know that you have big dreams for yourself. Dreams are anchors of hope. You have dreamt that you become a big man, a big woman. It is true to come to pass. And I pray that impatience will not cut that off in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, if indeed we do hope for something, then we need to do so by patience. I pray that the dream you dreamt when you were 5 years old, the dream you dreamt when you were 10 years old, the dream that you had that God will take you far, may you not truncate it by impatience, because our dreams are alive, huh? As long as we are patient enough, huh? And believing God. So the Bible said in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, that let the one who have the vision read it and run with it, huh? For the thing is for appointed time, though it may delay her, tarry, for it shall not delay her, it shall come to pass, huh? I come here and I declare to you that thing that you have desired, huh? That job you have desired, that accommodation, that letter you are desiring, that marriage you are desiring, God will grant your desires, because the endless expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. But our desire and our hope is only guaranteed when our patience is standing sure. Therefore, I pray that you will have patience. You will have patience and wait on the Lord. You will wait on the Lord in the morning, and you still wait for him in the afternoon. And he will be sure up in the afternoon. You still have hope that in the evening is your turn. And even if you don't see me in the evening, you hope for the night. Because in patience, our hope is secure. The difference between a Christian, a true believer, and a non-believer is patience. To be patient enough for God to do it for you. Many desires and dreams have been truncated because we never had patience for it. There can never be hope without patience. There can never be hope without patience. So whatever desire you have burned into your heart, whatever desire you have burned into your life, I am here to tell you, it will only materialize when you are patient enough to see them come true. No wonder people desire to become medical doctors and they don't care spending 6 years. 6 years of your life in Susan is smoking. And do you know the very funny thing about it? 6 years is just academic. Do you know they do additional 2 years as housemanship before they are seen as medical doctors? How many years of their life? 8 years. And still people are patient enough. But we are not patient with God that what he has said, he will do it. The last thing that I will say about the place of patience in our Christian life, the last thing, the fifth one, is patience is the cloth we put on to help us accommodate our brethren. You cannot be a good Christian without patience, because the church is full of sick people. We are all sick here. Dr. Jesus is working on all of us. Nobody came here perfect. Nobody came here perfect. Your pastor is not perfect. We are all pursuing perfection. But we all, with an open face, beholding in our mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to what? So we are all on a journey. Nobody is perfect here. It takes patience to live with brethren. Now, we can't accommodate people for just... And Sarah was talking to me about her whole accommodation issue. I said, God, may God help our time, help our generation. A Christian brother and sister cannot forbear each other for even a month. What kind of Christian are you? And yes, to you see the nonsense you do every day, and still, it's not easy. The church is full of impatient people who are ready to ride out, ride on people if they are not ready to move with them. When you come to church, there are two groups of people you have to know. Those who want to run with you at speed and those who slow you down. You must learn to move with all of them together. And that is how it is. That is how it is. I'm talking out of experience. This is what I'm preaching to you. And the priest knows very well. Like most of you, I cannot work with me. I am somebody who have no patience for you. Either you follow my lead or I move. But I said, God used my children to teach me how to be patient. And God bless you guys. You really did a good job. They really don't care how you felt. They'll repeat it. They don't care. So right now, I'm ready to be when God bless me with children, I've already gone through that broken heart. So yeah, I'm okay with it now. There's nothing they can surprise me with again. They can, oh yes, they make me cry sometimes. When you have told them, don't do this, don't go here, don't do this, as if they didn't hear what you said. They'll go and do it, and they'll be bold enough to tell that I did it. With smiles and your heart. But the Bible said we can only, see, we have to, you see, clothe, do you understand clothe? It covers the anger. Patience will subdue the anger in you. And that you can forbear others. I pray. May God help us. May God help us. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. Give me that scripture. Colossians 3, verse 12 to 13. May God help us. The church is now becoming a place of struggle for people to live in because we are not patient with them. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of what? Bowels of what? Mercies. Kindness, humbleness of mind, and meekness, longsuffering, verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. An impatient person is unforgivable. They are quick to give to retaliate. An impatient person, a radiche. Sarah, you laughed. That's an impatient. He said, vengeance. I said, no, Lord, you are taking too long. I can handle this myself. Since you said you were going to revenge that man, it is 15 years, you've not done it. As for this one, I'll do it myself. An impatient person is an unforgiving person. But what will it benefit you if you don't know how to forgive? And you stand before God and say, and forgive us our trespasses. As you do what? Now, do you understand that? Do you do logic in school? If you negate that sentence, what does it mean? Or if you negate it, what does that mean? If I don't forgive... So sometimes even salvation is under threat because of unforgiveness. Our salvation is under threat because of unforgiveness. Somebody asked that question. I said, that is the statement. Let's be reasonable with this. He said, and forgive us out trespasses, ask me what, give those. So if we don't forgive, then we don't have the merit of what? Forgiveness. We need patience to forgive and know that God is a God of vengeance. So we cannot love people in church. We cannot forgive them because of impatience. We don't have patience. May God help us. I'm concluding. In all that we've said, that is the blessing or the practicality of patience in the life of the believer. It approves us as ministers of God, number one. It helps us to forbear one another, number two. It gives us as an anchor to our hope, the things we hope for. This is the practicality of patience. So if somebody said, I have the fruit of patience, the fruit of the spirit, patience, you see it in these traces. If we can't see it in them, it is not there. You don't have it yet. You don't have it yet. So we should go back and examine ourselves and ask, are we bearing the fruit of patience? Long suffering. Can we endure? Are we able to do it? These things will test us. These are the tests. However, Apostle Peter said we should add faith. To add to faith what? Patience. So in conclusion, I want to just tell you how faith and patience, or what faith and patience can do for you. People don't know what faith and patience can do for them. I want to tell you, it is just one thing. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. We are wrapping up soon. That ye be not what? But what? Followers of what? Them. Who through what? Who through what? Loud. Who through what? Inherited what? The promises. God, by his wisdom, designed such that every promise he has made to man will only come to pass when the man has what? Faith and what? Patience. So anytime we add patience to our faith, we are going, or we have secured the pattern of receiving every promise of God for our life. Why is it so? Number one, faith is timeless. Faith exists in the spirit realm. The reason why faith and patience gives us the promise is that the nature of faith is timeless. Faith exists in the spirit realm. We know that it's a spiritual mechanism to what? To bring to materiality what? The things of the spirit. However, patience gives us the accurate timing of how to what? Bring the things of faith into reality. That is why faith plus patience bring the promises of God. Every promise God gave you is timeless. Every promise of God is what? Because the blessings of God are not the spirit realm. And in the spirit realm, it is what? Timeless. There's no time there. Eternity has no time. Everything is what? Now. So it takes faith, then patience, to accurately bring the thing into what? Reality. That's why I said those through what? Faith and what? Patience. Inherited. You can never receive anything from God. You can never enjoy any promises of God if there is no patience in your faith. So if you receive the prophecy that God is going to do something, the first thing you need to pray for is patience. Patience to wait for such a thing to come. The reason why we need patience along with faith in the add-ons of faith is because of this. My question is, what are the promises that God has given you? If you don't have specific promises, there are general promises in the Bible that every believer has been given. He promised us what? Glory. He promised us what? Wealth. He promised us what? Power. He promised us what? Wisdom. He promised us what? Honor. I tell you, those who are patient enough and are living the life of faith will not leave this earth without inheriting this thing. They will inherit everything that has been promised them. But those without patience, that's why an act of impatience is an act of slothfulness, an act of carelessness. It is a life of carelessness to be impatient. So the Bible said, don't be slothful. Don't be careless. It is carelessness to be impatient with God. Because the things of the Spirit are timeless. The things of faith are timeless. It is patience that gives you the accuracy to know when these things will manifest. That's why people know when to sow seeds. You see, the occults understand these things. That is why they don't kill at any time. They know when to kill people. They are patient enough, they'll wait. Even if it is this younger, they have to wait for so that the thing will work. For it to get to 30 years before the thing will work, they'll wait for it. That's why don't go anywhere sowing seeds anyhow. If you are patient enough, you know when God will tell you to go. Say yes. Don't say yes. It's patience. Patience. So most of the times, the things that we rush to do is because we lack patience. I pray for you. May you not use your slothfulness, or may you not become slothful to miss the promises of God. See, brother made a statement as if he was with me when I was preparing my sermon. And I laughed because it was just in line with what I was coming to say. He said that it's an open window of what? Financial breakthrough. And I tell you, slothfulness will let people miss it. Slothfulness, carelessness. Your impatience. That is why I told you that if you are very sensitive to what we have been doing from the beginning of the year, you know that God is preparing us for something. Because if you understand the place of patience right now, you will not be moved by what people are doing. You will know that you need to be very patient to know the timings of God for the promises. I pray. May God give us grace. May God give us what? In the name of Jesus. Patience between revelation and manifestation is patience. Take note of this. Between revelation and manifestation, between them is patience. Between, yes. God revealed himself to Abraham 70 years. Abraham gave birth at what? 100 years. Between revelation and manifestation is patience. That word, patience, it's so important. There is nothing that God has promised you will come outside patience. In fact, God will test you to see how you can be patient enough. The same God who called David and anointed him with oil by Samuel waited for how many years? 18 good years before that young man sat on the throne. In fact, it was 80 years after killing Goliath. He was anointed 2 years before killing Goliath. 80 years after killing Goliath before he sat on the same throne. You, because of the little thing you have seen, you have come to life to think it's your time. You miss it. That's why you see many young men anointed are missing the mark now. They fade away like a flower because they are not patient to hear the promises. That's why I told you that some of us, we are still humbling ourselves and praying. Because if we go ahead of God, we will pay the price. True patience. Yes, God has given us prophecies that we will go to the nations. You think God for Christ will not go? We will go. Open the gang. A lot of people have, yes, I'm saying this because some people have left this ministry because of impatience and slothfulness. And don't join them. Because the promises of God for this ministry, the prophecies we have been hearing from 2010 till now, none of them will miss us. We will enjoy it as a ministry, but through patience. So if you think that you are impatient, the door is open. Take the lead. We will sit here and wait. People have left to start their own ministries. People have left to other places because. And you know one thing, the devil is so smart that he will test you all the time. Let me conclude with that. How is patience produced in the believer? How do God produce patience in you? Number one. through the supply of the mighty power of God. The power of God supplies or produces patience in you. Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his what? Glorious power, unto us. Let's be unto us. Patience and what? Long suffering with what? Joyfulness. So, God supply or God produce patience in us towards his power. So you can pray that the power of God, which is what? The Holy Spirit, should activate patience in you. You can pray for patience. It's scriptural. And I pray for you that may the power of God rest on you to produce patience. To produce what?
Patience.
To produce what?
Patience.
To produce what?
Patience.
Number two. When our faith is tried, James chapter 1 verse 3. This is the two key ways that patience is produced in the believer. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what?
Patience.
And do not want to say your faith is tried. Your faith is tried. Eh? This is where God reveals something to you and you what? He waits. But we know what faith is. Hearing God to see what he wants you to see, coming to terms with him, then what it's fulfilling what is needed and the expected outcome from him. When you have this thing, but you know that you still confess it. People have been confessing that they will go to abroad for the past 6 years. That's not happened. That is the trying of the faith. You want to know if you stand by your confession, and God himself wants to know if you stand by your confession. Yes! I'm a kingdom financier. God will test you. I prophesied to him some time ago that I saw that God is going to bless you financially to what? To sponsor the kingdom business. That was last year before he started national service. So when I was sharing the testimony, I was laughing. Do you know you are writing exams? It's good you pass the exams. Yes. The prophecy that came to you that will be kingdom financier was tested. Faith. God will always, God will open. You will, everybody write that test. In fact, if not because of God, by this time, you not see me at church here. I'm not in this country. You really don't know what your pastor is going through behind the scenes. My brother knows. When I said that, then that I said that I'll do God's work fully, heaven closed. As if heaven was closed. And I'm not shy to say this. My brother has not been paid for almost 6 months now. The day that I said it, and that very month that it started, check, two of us. Last year, November, I said I will not look for a job again. I dedicate myself fully to the work of God. That very month, my wife didn't receive a salary till now. They are still on that battle. But you said you want to you dedicate your time. Your faith will be tested. So don't think I'm preaching what I'm not going through. Sometimes it will be 0.00. And then you ask yourself, you are not working, she's not paid. Where is the money coming from? Will you chew your wife's back and go and look for work? But I stand by my word. Because as my faith is being tried, patience is being produced. I pray for you. May you never chew up your confessions. May you never withdraw your confessions because your faith is being tried. Because patience will only be produced when your faith is being tried. Whatever you have confessed will be tested to make sure that indeed you stand by your words. God will only stand by people who stand by their words. God will only stand by people who stand by what they have said. And that is why your faith will be tested for patience to be produced. And when patience has been produced, I tell you, you will not miss your inheritance. I know that for whatever decision I've taken today, I'll live to enjoy the fruit. Because the Bible says God is not unfaithful. God is not ungrateful. At the beginning of the scripture of Hebrews, he said, for God is not ungrateful. Who shall forget your work you are doing and that you have done for people? Church, whatever we are going through because of our confession, whatever we are going through because we said we want to be Christians, whatever we are going through because we decided to serve God, the sentence of our faith, and patience will be produced. And when patience is produced, I tell you, you will be approved as a minister of God. Whatever you have hoped for will come to pass. I pray for you that you will stand by your word. I pray for you that the mighty power of God will strengthen you in patience and long suffering. Yes, that a weeping may endure for night, but there is no joy in the morning. Yes, you are sowing in tears, but I tell you that you're going to reap in what you enjoy. For there is a season to everything, and it is a need of patience to know how to walk through these seasons and times. Maximize our time to our benefit. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not be a victim of slothfulness. You will not be a victim of impatience in the mighty name of Jesus. So just add to your faith, add to your faith on patience. Come your feet. Today I was crying this morning when I was meditating over this way, because the word was speaking to me. And it's speaking to you too. If what you look at the world, you become impatient. The system of the world is teaching the youth to be very impatient now. We think we can get what people took, it took people 40 years to get. That is why young ladies now into slaying. But we want to pray that God help us, that we will not become slothful, careless. Carelessness. We want to pray against the spirit of carelessness. That Lord, through patience, we will inherit our promises like Abraham. We will inherit our promises like Abraham. 30 years to wait on God for a child. That is too much of a test. That is too much of a test. But he waited. He waited. He waited. God took away every potency in him to the point that he himself will not have no strength, will not believe that he can do it. And God manifested himself. Can you lift up your voice? Can you lift up your voice? Can you lift up your voice? La Cubra Sata.
So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.